Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step, the DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting along.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, October 19th, 2023. And on today's show, we're going to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. We're going to talk about her latest comments, her latest interviews, the latest statements that she has made. And y'all just won't leave my boy Tupac alone. But we're going to talk about it right here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk Podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slackers Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slackers Talk Podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend. But it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk Podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, it's your boy, film producer Jason Slack. It's another week, another epic episode of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, I want to thank y'all for being here. All my day ones, welcome back. If you're new, man, y'all been missing out, man. But I know from now on, y'all going to be here to stay. But as always, man, it is a blessing. I appreciate it. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. I want to say thanks too, man. My fan base and my followers has been going up as of late. You know what I'm saying? This is our third year here on the Slackers Talk. And lately, man, we've been covering, man, some great topics, man. Some serious topics, man. You know what I mean? The feedback is great, man. Like last week episode, I loved it. I loved it, man. That was a real tough question. I love those kind of episodes where we talk about like something serious that we could resonate with. Like either we've been through it or, you know, we know somebody who did. You know what I'm saying? Those are like the best ones to me because they really hit home. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for leaving that in my mailbox. Shout out to y'all for tuning in last week. That was a great episode, and, you know, we just gonna continue to rock out, man. I want to start off by wishing my Vision for Kids organization, my Vision for Kids members, a happy birthday here in the month of October. Happy birthday to my boy Rasheen, who just celebrated his birthday earlier this week, you know what I'm saying? Super proud, man, you know what I mean? Keep rocking out, keep doing your thing. Happy birthday to Tamia, coming up on October 20th. Super proud of you as well. Happy birthday to Vivian, coming up on the 29th. Happy birthday to Yuji. And also, happy birthday to my man, Marcel. One of the greatest football players, man. and the Vision for Kids organization. Happy birthday to all my October Vision for Kids members. Special note, while we're on the subject of Vision for Kids, I haven't yet received our annual Vision for Kids grad schedule for 2024. If you're not too familiar, you know, with our grad schedule, what that is, part of our Vision for Kids organization, man, we highlight the kids every year that has an upcoming graduation the following year. And it's regardless of what grade, you know what I'm saying? We highlight it regardless. I don't care if it's kindergarten. I don't care if it's middle school. I don't care if it's high school. We don't care if it's college. We don't care if it's medical school. You know what I'm saying? If you graduate in the year of 2024, Vision for Kids organization, we highlight that on our website. We give our, you know, we give all our kids their flowers. We feel like that's something that people don't do enough of. You know what I'm saying? We highly encourage that. You know what I'm saying? We want all our kids out there to feel and to know like we're watching. You know what I'm saying? All your hard work and all your dedication is not going for nothing. Like we're watching. You know what I'm saying? You got fans out there. So if you interested, you know, leave me an email, slaggerstalk@visionlivenetwork.com. If you know somebody that has an upcoming graduation in the year 2024, you know, leave their name. Send me their name. Send a picture, school, and, you know, what grade they would be graduating from. And we'll get all that together. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to hearing from you. Shout out to everybody that's a sports fan. If you're a sports fan, it's a good time of year. We're in the middle of the football season. The NBA is now, like, doing their preseason. The regular season is coming up, I believe, October 24th, which is, you know, yeah, a couple of days from now. I think it's the 24th. You got that coming up. And then also, you have the MLB postseason going on right now, if you're a baseball fan. And the WNBA is in the playoffs right now, too. So is this a good time, man, to be a sports fan, man? A lot going on. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all head over to the Sports Call Network to stay, you know, to stay up to date and to keep posted, you know what I mean? Keep up to date with everything that's going on. And just do your thing. I know y'all saw my Jets knock off the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles this past week, but I'm going to leave that for another show. You know what I'm saying? You might see me do a little show at the Sports Core Network with that one, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to shout out that. We 3-3 right now before heading into our little break. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And just overall, man, an exciting time to be a sports fan. So, you know, a lot to look out for. A lot. An awful lot. And just overall, in general, man, is this an exciting time of the year and an even greater time to be a fan of the Slaggers Talk podcast? And I got another special one for y'all here today. You know what I'm saying? We talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. And it's a lot, man. It's a lot to cover, man. It's a lot of interesting things. I want to start off by saying I like Jada, man. I like Jada a lot. She's actually one that I've what should I say? She's one of the actors. She's one of the first actors that I knew of, you know, coming up as a child. You know what I'm saying? I believe, I would like to say, like, Menace to Society. Well, Menace to Society was the first movie, I think, that I saw her in. I gotta go back and double check. I think Menace to Society might have been the first movie. But if I'm not mistaken, I think A Different World A Different World TV show came first. I definitely got to do my research on that. And I should have did it before today's episode. But I would say A Different World and Menace of Society was my first two times seeing her. You know, wonderful actor, talented. Like, you almost placed her in any role. And, you know, she went on to have her own production company. And this, like, super talented, man. Super talented. Super talented. One of the things that was highlighted about her was her friendship with Pac, with Tupac, who also played on A Different World for a couple of episodes. You know what I'm saying? That I was really feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I was really feeling that. And I guess you could say, you know, it's not a secret, me being a Pac fan, if Pac is a fan of you, by me being a Pac fan, I'm probably going to be a fan of you as well. So it's no secret why I would like Jada. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into the Tupac situation last. First I wanted to cover was the first statement that came to mind with her recent interview, the book coming out and everything. And one of the first things that caught my attention, well, it was actually two of them. No, I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I know I sound like I'm all over the place. There was a lot of things that caught my attention, man, and surprised me. You know, it surprised me. And a lot of people think, you know, she's going crazy or there's something under the table. And, you know, I don't know, man. Like, each time we hear from her, there's something different. There's something new. And it's like, it's not only is it just, like, new, it's like something that's game-changing. You know what I'm saying? It's like something that changes the whole narrative of a situation. That's what makes it, like, outrageous. And what I'm talking about, one of the first things I heard was she made the statement and she actually said that Chris Rock, like, pursued a relationship with her. Now, man, this is crazy on so many levels, right? This is a lot to take. My first question, I'm going to ask this question, and I'm not going to harp on it too long because I actually want to do a whole episode on this question. Like, we're going to get into it. Like, maybe at the top of the year, I'm gonna save it because I actually want to get a female point of view on that topic. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely, like, in the works. The first thing that came to mind when I heard that was, if something, and this is, like, aimed for all women, if something happens to you or you experience something with another person, if your plan is to come forward with it and make it public anyway, like, what is the purpose of hiding it and not saying nothing about it until years later? Like, that baffles me. Like, what's the sense of that? Like, if you were abused, right, and you plan on making that public, you're going to say something about it anyway, right? What's the purpose of holding it in for 10, 20 years and then saying something about it? If your plan was the whole time to say something, I don't understand that. But like I said, you know, we're going to have a long conversation about that debate. We talked about the Zion Williamson situation. His lady, she did the same thing, and it's a whole bunch of that going around, and I want to get a female perspective on, you know, point of view on the show, and then we're going to rock out one day. That's a whole nother thing. But, you know, the purpose of waiting, right? Now, the situation, the whole idea of him possibly trying to talk to her and start a relationship, it's kind of out there. I'm not going to say it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely out there, but not impossible. Like, stranger things have happened. Like, first of all, Chris Rock and Will Smith were close friends. Like, Chris Rock was actually on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So them two, they go back. You know what I'm saying? I know that was talked about for a while. Now, just because you're friends with somebody don't mean that you won't try to steal their girl. It doesn't mean that's not possible. You know what I mean? Like I said, stranger things have happened, right? But if it raises the question, if he tried to talk to you and he tried to pursue a relationship, right? That would mean that he likes you, right? He wants to be with you, or he wants to have some kind of form of relationship with you, right? So why is it so bad or so horrible if he jokes around with you? If he likes you, wouldn't that mean that that's a harmless joke? Unless like there's some other information that you're hiding that came from, you know, him trying to talk to you and you left that part out. Unless there's more going on under the table. If he likes you, that means that wasn't done to be malicious, I would say. Like I said, unless it's something else, right? But then, after the situation happens and Will Smith gets on stage and does what he does, the whole wide world is talking about this. You had your husband Will Smith on your show. Every news station, every platform is talking about this. Why not come out and say Chris Rock tried to talk to you then while the situation was going on? If anything, right? If anything, this would have might have helped your cause, because I'm not saying if it's true or not, because, you know, nobody knows, nobody was there. But if you come out and say he tried to talk to you, you can use that to say this is what made Will Smith go off. You understand what I'm saying? It's wrong. Will Smith is wrong. It's always wrong to put your hands on somebody regardless. There's no way out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you disrespected the man, plain and simple. There's no way out of that. But a lot of people would have had more respect if you felt like he was trying to talk to your woman than this a joke. You understand what I'm saying? Like, why wait if you were going to come out with it anyway? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's not what you're saying. So much, you know, it's not the situation so much as just being outrageous. It's just that you waited. You know what I'm saying? When he did it, when he tried to talk to you, y'all was on good terms. You ain't say nothing then. Then the incident happens on stage with your husband and him. You ain't say nothing then. Why now? That's what makes it look the way it looks. It's the timing of it. It's the timing of it, right? The second thing that I think, like, blew everybody's mind out the frame, she comes out and she says, that her and Will Smith have been separated since, what, 2017? Now, that's game changing. That's game changing, man. That makes a difference. That makes a whole lot of difference, but you know, from what people have been saying about you. What, you know, that makes a difference what people have been thinking about you. And you know, I'm going to get back to the separation thing in a second. And it seems, on the side note, it seems like ever since I did the episode of Everybody's Getting a Divorce, it seemed like ever since we did that episode, every episode after, there has been another marriage that has come up and entered the fray. Now, with Jada and Will Smith's marriage, right? That was kind of different to me. You know, I gave y'all the episode of Everybody's Getting a Divorce, and I explained how, you know, the people in it, how it was shocking to me, how I thought, you know, those are couples that I thought would be together forever and stuff like that. Will Smith and Jada wasn't in that conversation with me. I actually thought, at the time, you know, they two actors, you know, it's kind of convenient. They both do the same thing, so they got that in common. You know, and then they're just going to, like, grind it out and see where it goes. That was my, you know, reaction to that. But things kind of changed a little bit. You know, some years went by. Another year went by. They were still together. Another year. They had some kids. And then I always heard the rumors that, you know, they're swingers. You know, they have an open relationship and open marriage and stuff like that. I used to always hear about that. But then I kind of thought, yo, that's really it. You know, you never heard about them, like, beating each other. No domestic violence, really. Like, nothing real crazy. You know what I'm saying? And the years went by, I started to think, yo, maybe them two could be that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they could be that go-to marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe so. Yeah, you seen the commercials with them together and, you know, they always bigging each other up. I started to think, like, maybe, like, they could be that. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like the whole entire time, y'all was already separated. So I just wanted to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? There goes my theory with that. There goes, you know, another couple, another hope I had in mind. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to throw that out there. But with the separation thing, like, when you separated, you're still married. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. When you separated, technically, you're not supposed to be in a relationship or engaged with, you know, others, because you're still under a situation. But even with that being said, had the world knew, I'm sure that there's some people that knew. You know what I'm saying? They kept it close to the vest. There's always somebody out there that know. But even if the world knew that they were separated, it would have kind of explained a lot of behavior that was going on. You know what I'm saying? Instead, even though technically you're still married, but instead of people just saying y'all just full-blown cheating and embarrassing each other, there's a lot of people that would have looked at that and said, oh, you know, that's true, but they're not really together like that anyway. There's a lot of people. I would even say that there's most people that would look at that like that. Even most, you know what I'm saying? Like, even close to all, you know, there's some people that's this, well, y'all still married, y'all shouldn't do this, period. There is, no doubt, there's people like that. But there's a lot of people that be like, oh, you know, they're not together like that anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just prolonging it, man. You know, they both got money. They both got this. They probably just don't want to end the situation, you know what I'm saying, all together, because each one of them got X and X amount of money that they bring to the table. You know, this got this property. And that might be true, too. That might be true. I'm just rambling right now and guessing. But that both of them are worth millions. You know what I'm saying? They both were stars on their own right. You know what I'm saying? They both were stars before they got together. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. So it probably is a situation with that. They might be trying to work it out on the other end, too. Who knows? But it would have explained a lot. You know what I'm saying? It would have explained a lot. You know what I mean? Instead of having to fake it, going on interviews, talking about this person seeing the other person do this, you have to explain why your wife is doing that, or why your husband is doing this. You know what I mean? The whole, if they did any interview between that time, it was fake. That's just the reality of it. Like, you were hiding something. A lot of those questions that were asked had to be fixed because y'all wasn't really together. You know what I'm saying? That's just the reality of it. And then, you know, now you fast forward to your husband is getting ready to receive one of the biggest awards that a person could ever get, especially in the acting profession. He's about to get one of the biggest awards ever. He's about to put, in a sense, he's about to put black people on the map. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the biggest opportunities ever. You know, him getting this award is gonna like get these networks and corporations to look at others that's been overlooked for years, and all kind of openings are about to come open on this night. And he does that. Man, you know, we can't catch a break, man. Can't catch a break, man. All for nothing. Nobody's life was on the line. Nobody was going to jail. It was not a life or death situation. All for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Millions of dollars lost. You know what I'm saying? Other opportunities now are probably in the trash. All for nothing, man. For nothing. And now, you know, y'all just have been separated the whole time. Can't say nothing but wow. Now, as it relates to my boy Tupac, who I've also been talking about, you know, quite often here on the Slackers Talk, you know, ever since I did my episode, you know, his name has been going. Everybody knows that, you know, Pac and Jada were close friends. You know, you're a fan of Pac, you knew it. You saw the movies. You saw A Different World. You saw Tupac's biopic. Everybody knows that, you know, y'all two was close. And I was a fan of the friendship. A fan of it. Both of y'all came up together. Great actors, man. Great. I was a fan of it. I still am. I'm a fan of it. The thing that gets me is ever since Pop has passed away, you have been relatively quiet. You know, you have never like really came out in public and said too much that I know of, unless I have just been missing it. You know, a lot of people think that y'all was actually in a relationship together. You know, you never really came out and said nothing one way or the other. There was just a lot of speculation between the two, and you know, you remain silent. which nothing's wrong with that. That's your friend. You want to keep, you know, y'all experience personal. I get it. Nothing wrong with that. Lately, like, here and there, like, you've been given some things here about Pop. You know, a thing here and another here and another there and another here and another there. Again, if your plan is the whole time, if your plan is to say something, why wait after all these years to come and say it, you know, then? You know what I'm saying? Why wait to say it now? If, like why? It kind of, it just seems, like, weird. Like, if anything, you know, when somebody passes away, you want to show that person and you want to show that person's family respect. You don't want to, like, do interviews and try to capitalize off, you know, the situation and stuff like that. I understand how that may look, how things like that go. You have to give that person respect and you have to give the family space, right? I'm completely positive that, you know, Jada being the great actor that she is, and even being a producer, she's had the opportunity to do documentaries or, you know, some projects about Pop, and she passed them up. I'm sure that there's millions of news platforms, podcasts, radio people that wanted to interview her about Pac. And rightfully so. Like, who's better? Like, y'all knew each other as kids. Y'all went to school together. If you want to find out about Pac, like, who better? Like, who's better? Like, who would have more information than her? You understand what I'm saying? Like, who better? You pass those situations up. So I'm thinking, you know, like I said a little minute ago, you know, you want to keep your experiences with him close to the vest. You want to keep it personal. Nothing wrong with that. You have the right to do that. But now, with his murder investigation coming up at an all-time high now, with, you know, this dude that been admitted for 12 years, but I'm not going to go back to that. Now, you know, we kind of getting statements here and there. And one of the things that you wanted to say was he had alopecia, which is, you know, the loss of hair and stuff like that. Now, she also, you know, she also said that Pac never talked about it. He never spoke about it. He never told anybody. And I never heard him say anything about it. I never heard anything. So again, you know, that's something that only you would know. You know what I'm saying? If he chose to speak with you about that. But, like, again, like, with the investigation going on, like, why now? Like, a couple of years ago, you know, you was diagnosed with that. That was an opportunity to say that then. You know, Pac had it, and he didn't say anything. You know, you could have been a spokesperson for people, like, you know, that's going to do that, and use that for an example. You passed it up. Why now? I just don't understand. Like, I can never say that you're lying, because, you know, nobody knows. Like I said, Pac didn't say that. Didn't say yes or no. We knew he had a bald head, but, you know, he never spoke about it or complained or said anything. But, you know, the timing of it, you know what I'm saying? The timing of it. And overall, you know, it's hard to say underneath the table if something is going on with her or not. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to say. But when you get yourself in the business of, like, hiding things or trying to make things look a certain type of way, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job. And it's going to start to wear on you because it's a full-time job. You know what I mean? It's like when you start lying or framing things to make things look a certain way, you always have to remember what you said the last time. You know what I'm saying? If something is real, it's real. You gonna remember that today, tomorrow, next week, next year, whatever, whatever. But when you constantly making stuff up, you gotta remember what you said the last time. And it's gonna become a full-time job amongst everything else that you already have going on. It's gonna start to wear on you. You know what I'm saying? You're living a lie, or you know, you're presenting yourself in the public as this, but really got this going on. It's gonna start to take up space inside of your head. And it could affect you mentally. You know what I'm saying? It could, you know what I mean? And long story short, man, this, what I would say, if you plan on keeping something a secret, or you feel like that experience is going to be something that you take to the grave with you, then that's fine. Take it to the grave with you, or keep it a secret, or don't talk about it. But if a year passes, or a couple of years, or a couple of months passes along, and you then decide to speak on it, that internal bond that you had is broken. That agreement is broken. You know what I'm saying? You can't go ahead and redo that. And then it's going to cause you to look like you're crazy, because you know you were acting a certain way for a couple of years because of this situation, and now you're turning around and saying, well, here's the truth. So now people don't know how to take you. But no matter what the situation is, just be real, regardless of whether you're going to talk about it or not. Just be real about it. And just remember, you don't have to do the interview at all. You also don't have to go out to public events at all. It's all up to you. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And basically, man, just stop waiting. If you go say something about it, if something happened and you go say something about it, go ahead and say it. Other than that, keep it quiet. Keep quiet forever. But y'all be safe out there, and we'll talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.